Irish singer Imelda May is a walking, talking, singing embodiment of the 1950s. She wears leopard print sweaters, tight bad girl jeans, and her hair in a ponytail. Her bangs are curled into a tight roll, known in England as a quiff. Although Imelda May has won numerous awards in the past year, including The Next Big Thing, her music harkens back to a style that was popular in the 50s, rockabilly. Her debut album is called Love Tattoo. It's been out for a year in Europe and is still on the UK charts and made number one in Ireland. Love Tattoo was released this summer in the States, and critics have been saying that Imelda May definitely has the goods. This is the hit single from that album, Johnny Got a Boom Boom. Imelda May joins me from the studios of the BBC in London. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Leanne. Thank you very much.
Is it true that you were asked whether boom boom, as in Johnny Got a Boom Boom, was rude?
Oh, yeah, all the time. All the time. I always answer that. It depends on how bad your mind is.
I keep thinking you're meaning a bass when you say Johnny's Got a Boom Boom, because the bass is very prevalent in that song.
Yes, absolutely. You're spot on with that. You know your stuff for sure. It was inspired by the bass, by the double bass. So you have a good mind.
I have decent ears, I think. Yeah,
you're
yes, pure. And a good mind, a pure mind.
You're pure.
Right.
You'll go to heaven.
Right. Later I'll talk to you about your time playing burlesque. I mean, you did that. You worked in a burlesque.
That's
shows.
Right, yeah. I've done a hell of a lot of work in all kinds of different things, as you can imagine, music, and I'm sure with your job as well, it takes you to all kinds of places. So I've done stuff from palace gigs for royalty to burlesque gigs and everything in between. And they're fantastic fun. I get to sing while, say, somebody's doing an act, or else I'll be the feature singer, and it's all lots of sequins and glitter and glamour and... It's great, it's fun. It's kind of like there's a lot of, as well as the tassels and the feathers, you get a lot of circus performers there too. So you get sword swallowers, fire eaters, contortionists, and it's just such a good night out.
Didn't you get hurt once, though, when a stripper sent some sparks flying?
Yeah, I've got hurt a couple of times. I got one was, she was an angle grinder. And she had those sparks flying everywhere, and I was singing, and I opened my mouth, and one of the sparks went down the back of my throat.
Oh my God.
I had to try and keep singing without choking.
Did you kind of take all those influences from those clubs? And am I hearing that in the song Big Bad Handsome Man?
I wrote that about my husband, Daryl, who's also my guitarist.
Oh.
And so that's about, he's my big, bad, handsome man. He's a big 6'2" hunk of gorgeous man. He'll love me for saying that.
What role did your husband play in the development of this album? Because you do Big, Bad, Handsome Man, which is like a nice body song. Mm. But then you do a sweet song, Falling in Love with You Again.
Yeah, yeah. I wrote that for him as well. I don't write them all about him, but I tell him he's my muse. He finds that very amusing. But I wrote that for him because, and not just for him, but for my parents have been together for 50 years. They had an anniversary coming up, and there's a lot of songs written about new love and people falling in love for the first time. And I just felt there was nothing including people who are together a long time, and you fall in and out of love a lot, you know, over the years.
We've been together what seems like forever, but I'm falling in love with you again.
My Myself and my husband have been together 12 years and I've seen my parents and aunties and uncles and all, you know, go through periods where they want to kill each other and, you know, where you're not taking the trash out enough or you're not doing the dishes at the end of the night and there's all that going on. And then you see periods where they're absolutely madly in love and I think that's normal within a long marriage or a long relationship.
You're my lover, my best friend, but I can't believe what's happening, 'cause I'm falling in love with you again.
You grew up in a family, there was music all around, and your dad gave you some good advice early on in your career.
Oh, yeah. My dad's, I don't know if you use the term a nutcase in America, but we say nutcase in Ireland. He's absolutely mad as a hatter and we love him for it. But he used to take me to the gigs. I was only 16 or 17. And so he was taking me there one night, but I was crying my eyes out all the way because I'd just been dumped by a fella and I was bawling my eyes out. And I remember him turning to me and he said, because I was singing at a blues night, and he said, "Are you brokenhearted?" And I said, "I am, yeah, I am, you know." And he said, "Are you really absolutely, your heart is, you feel awful, do you?" And I said, "I do, I feel awful." And I was roaring crying. And he said, "Good, because you'll sing the blues better tonight." And he's right, I did. I poured my heart into it that night.
Well, you know, there's an old saying, you got to pay your dues if you want to sing the blues.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Now, about this rockabilly thing, I mean, you weren't even alive in the 1950s when, you know, Wanda Jackson was singing and some of the other rockabilly stars. What is it that drew you to that music and that style?
My brother played a lot of rockabilly, and I stole a tape, I borrowed a tape from his bedroom. And I had a Fisher-Price toy tape recorder and I played it on that. And I absolutely, it just blew my mind. It was Jean Vincent, Buddy Holly and Eddie Cochran. And I'd never heard anything like it. The guitars were screeching. I could hear Jean Vincent's Blue Caps in the background.
No.
Screaming, absolutely screaming on some of the tracks. And it was half frightening and half fantastic, and I loved it.
Well, I say I love you, honey. I just want you to know. I want money, honey.
Yeah. And from then on, I got myself a little quiff and a little pair of loafers and turned up my jeans, and I was away. That turned things around for me.
You know, there's a song on this album, I can't quite figure it out. It's kind of funny. You're even laughing on it. The Smoker song. You know which one I'm talking about. What? Is this personal experience? Someone you know? What?
Friend of mine in a bar. I haven't been chatted up for years. Got this bloke drumming on and on. He's boring my poor friend to tears. She looks him down straight in the eyes. She thinks to herself, ooh, what a guy. But he goes on and on and on and on. Been polite for far too long. So she said,
I wrote this for a friend of mine. She was a good chain smoker at the time. She's since completely turned around. She doesn't smoke much at all. She sneaks one now and then, and she has two very young babies. But I wrote this about her because she was looking for a good man, a good fella, and she couldn't find one. She said she was finding a different type of man, that as soon as she took out her cigarettes, they'd be gone. She said to me one day, I said to the fella, "Take your cigarettes and off you go, I'll find another smoker." And I thought, oh, there's a song in that. So that's for Helen, my friend.
Nice. Imelda May's debut album is called Love Tattoo. It's on the Verve label. And she joined us from the BBC studios in London. Thank you, and much luck with your career.
Thank you very, very much. It was an absolute joy to talk to you today.
Big man buddy.
Songs from Imelda May's new CD, Love Tattoo, and check out NPR's Decade in Music coverage at nprmusic.org.
Johnny got a bell. He got a... Watch that man. See what's in his hands. Got no joy. He's a big bad boy.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News, directed by Charlotte Baer, with production help from Ned Wharton, Elaine Heinzman, Kimberly Adams, Thomas Pierce, Veronica Miller, Andy Lyman, Carolyn Beeler, Sarah Molnar, and Annika Robbins. Our technical director is Burke Hun. Tom Woodward is at the operations desk. Our librarian is Key Molesky. Melissa Goh is our web producer. The show was edited this week by Jeffrey Bennett. Our senior editor is Jenny Burkall. Our show was produced today by Sarah Beyer-Kelly. The senior producer of Weekend Edition is Devar Iran Ardalan. I'm Leanne Hansen.